Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Excuse me for taking the floor a second time today on that agenda item. But of course, there have been many reactions, including on our working paper, and a lot of interesting discussions this morning. So we would like to make some remarks in the second round, so to say. We see with a lot of pleasure the absolutely impressive amount of, I counted 12 working papers in this year's MX2, 7 alone on this agenda item. And the fact that this agenda item produces so many excellent working papers shows not only a great deal of interest in the subject, but it also shows that a lot of intellectual efforts have been put into making progress there. So I think we would be misguided if we would not make use of this spirit in fields where otherwise you could say little has moved over years. And in that respect, I go with the approach of walking step by step instead of using the old formula, nothing is agreed until everything is agreed, because I agree that then we don't get very far. So I would like the opportunity, or like to take the opportunity to thank all those submitting working papers today, very good working papers, and all those commenting today. I was impressed by the variety of the interventions and the number of interventions, and about the lot of support also for our working paper and the thought-provoking interventions. To the working papers, I just want to be very, very brief on those other papers that we saw. We studied the Russian Federation paper, of course, carefully. To us, it seems that there is a development also from the 2016 paper. In some points, there are also adaptations. I think that is very encouraging that we have we see ways to discuss and find solutions. As to the U.S. working paper, the paper dealing with the workshops by the FAS. It's absolutely commendable and harmonizes very well with the German working paper. We were also participating in the workshop of the FAS, but the encouraging part about it is that it shows that through two different channels, two different workshops by the FAS on the one hand, and by UNIDIR basically with the study and other workshops on the other hand, these two different channels and different workshops, the experts there have reached very similar conclusions, and that find an encouraging result. As to the Swiss working paper, it's for us very great food for thought. We fully subscribe to the contents. We support the recommendation that Switzerland made. There's another sentence there that scientific and technological developments there underpin all operative parts of the convention. That is, I think, a very important point that I would always like to underline. This is not something we do for a short part within the convention, but I think this covers many parts of the convention. I also thank the Islamic Republic of Iran for the paper and the thoughts therein. I think some of the things in that paper can be addressed when it comes to the questions of balance. I think there are other papers on the table also where, for instance, the balance between risks and benefit and of developments in science and technology are mentioned. Both have to be mentioned, of course. I think balance is an important thing in our endeavor here in many ways. And we of course, all know that things are connected. That is for sure. Where I beg to differ a little bit is that I do not see a contradiction between the MX meetings and the science and technology advisory mechanism. I think we need both. Let me be quite personal here with a remark. For me, it's the first attendance in an expert meeting, so I think I'm humble about my feelings about what is really going on here. But one thing I can state for sure, I agree that the MXs do a very important or play a very important role, and I also agree that changing the duration from 1 day to two in MX2 is a big progress. However, I do not agree with those who believe that this annual meeting of experts will give enough scientific advice to the state parties. So, how could state parties receive really enough advice from science and technology experts from a two-day meeting where about 90% of the interventions are by diplomats of the state parties? How could we get science and technology advice if we don't use more of quick, flexible answers by experts? I found quite interesting, and I would like to draw the attention of the state parties also to the fact that just recently and within a relatively short time, the WHO introduced a scientific advisory group for the origins of novel pathogens. There's a long story about that yet, but why did they do it? Because new challenges ask for new flexible approaches. And COVID-19 has introduced a lot of new questions to the WHO, but as well not less to the BTWC. So I think in order to address all those new questions, a forum or a board of experts would be extremely helpful. But the Iranian delegation also has mentioned that we should improve the process of MX. And I think nothing else is what we want. We want to improve the process by attaching a mechanism which is a bit more helpful to give real advice by scientists. I think all in all, what we heard today was very encouraging from the delegation. We had the words balance, inclusiveness, that we have to sort out financial question. I think I heard that also very, very well. I think that is encouraging. The next steps would really be to try to channel or streamline the discussions to those points where we really have to, where we really can make progress. It can be small steps, but we should try to go steps. It is possible, I think. Thank you.